Let's then move on to task force reports, if we can. And let me just find the my report, sorry. Just finding my report. This one, sorry. Okay. Harbourfront developments on Hong Kong Island. We had a task force meeting on the 18th of February. We had a very interesting presentation from the Central Western District Council, who've been doing a lot of work with the Department of Urban Planning and Design at Hong Kong U, and they produced their version, if you like, of what might happen along the Western Harbour Front. Very interesting, very innovative. Everyone agreed and accepted it was conceptual only, but it was very good, and we were delighted to see a district council taking the initiative and coming to the task force and coming to the commission with the with their initial thinking. They've taken the comments away that we made, and as they further develop their ideas, they're going to come back to the task force. So that's very positive. I think good example of commission working in venture with district councils. We had a long discussion about rationalising and expanding the public viewing area at the Central Star Ferry Terminal. Somewhat strange arrangement, which is based on history, where the public have to go through the restaurant to get to the public space. To be honest, you see from the minute here, the note here, that membership was split. But on balance, we didn't feel the quality of the space that was being offered on the at the roof level was sufficient compensation for changing things. So basically, we believe that things, for the moment anyway, unless they come up with a better suggestion, should stay as they are. We then had a presentation on the scope of the urban design study that needs to be undertaken in relation to the Wan Chai North and North Point harbourfront areas, which are under reclamation at the moment, and discussed and reviewed the scope. Very important study, and this, as you know, is one of the areas that would ultimately fall within the jurisdiction of the authority. So as a commission and ultimately as authority, need to play an active part in not only scoping the study, but I think being involved with the study as it goes forward. A whole issue of a business plan was echoed again, that at the end of the day, whatever you suggest or propose has to be market-driven, has to have an owner and an ultimate proponent. So endorsed and reinforced to the planning team. But that's something, again, which will come back to us on a regular basis, and indeed at some stage it could well come to the Commission, because it is a major study, and the Commission may well want to be briefed on the way forward as well. So those are three items basically that the Hong Kong Island Task Force considered at its last meeting. Any comments? Paul, please.
Just on the Wan Chai one, there's been some subsequent conversations, at least from our side, with the Bureau on this one. It's a great study to get going, because this was our first site we ever worked on in 2004. We started on Wan Chai. We very much concerned at that time about the road. We had some thoughts about the what happens on the top, but our worries were very much the reclamation and the road and all those issues. So it's good that we have another look at the urban design for the entire study area, and that we then come up with specific solutions for the sites that we're going to be able to potentially allocate to the Harbourfront Authority or otherwise, where management decisions have to be made. So I hope that we can fine tune the scope accordingly.
Thank you. Any other comments? Thank you.